Chapter 14. Nans ripped open the door to Victor's shop, and Lexi followed the four older women in. The shop was crammed full of old furniture and display cases with sparkling cut crystal, green and pink depression glass, and hand-painted porcelain. Vases, clocks, and statues could be seen everywhere. No surface was left unadorned.
"Hi, ladies. Welcome."
Lexi turned to see Victor standing behind a massive oak counter, his face lit with a welcoming smile.
"Hi, Victor." Ida made a show of looking around. "So, this is your shop? It's very nice."
"Thank you. Did you ladies just come for a social visit? Or did you come to invite me on an adventure?"
Victor asked, hopefully.
"Actually, we're here to buy something," Nan said. "Yes, we were wondering if you had any big skeleton keys," Ruth added.
"Skeleton keys?"
Victor narrowed his eyes at them.
"Whatever would you need a skeleton key for?"
"Helen bought a big old trunk at a yard sale, and it's locked," Nan said. "The lock takes a skeleton key."
Victor pressed his lips together. He turned in a semicircle, looking at the wall, frowned, and then bent down behind the counter, coming up with an iron ring about 8 inches in diameter that held a collection of several skeleton keys in various shapes and sizes.
"Do you think one of these would do?"
The keys tinkled together as he held the ring out to Helen. Ida, Ruth, and Nans rushed over to squint at the keys along with Helen. After a few seconds, Nans nodded.
"I think one of these two here might work."
She pointed to two of the larger keys.
"How much for those?"
Helen started to open her giant purse, but Victor held his hand up.
"Oh, no, just take the whole ring. You never know which key is going to fit. It's so hard to tell."
He smiled at Helen.
"When you find the one that fits, just bring the rest of them back. The key is on me."
"Oh, well, thank you."
Helen blushed.
"You're welcome."
Victor leaned on the counter.
"Say, did you ladies ever get into those sewer tunnels?"
"Oh, no," Nans feigned disgust. "They would be so dirty."
"And dangerous," Ruth added.
"We were never going to actually go in there," Ida said. "We were just doing research, like we said."
"Hmm."
Victor scrunched his face up.
"What were those noises I heard over there last night, then? I thought maybe you ladies were tearing up the cellar trying to get in."
Lexi's stomach lurched. "You were here last night in your shop?"
"Yep. Heard a lot of banging and crashing."
The orange cat jumped up on the counter in front of Victor, and he scratched him behind the ears.
"Scared poor Icarus here, almost to death."
Nans, Ruth, Ida, and Helen all wore deer-in-the-headlights looks. It was unusual for them not to be able to come up with a convincing lie to cover their tracks, so Lexi stepped in.
"Oh, I know what that was. I have a new commercial-grade mixer I was trying out. The dough got all clumped up on one side, and the darn thing got off kilter and started banging on the wall and making all kinds of ruckus. It took me quite a while to get it working properly."
"Is that so?"
Victor said warily.
"Huh. Well, it sure did sound like it was coming from down below."
"Nope."
Lexi turned and ushered the ladies toward the door. "It was right in my kitchen."
"Oh, okay. Well, come back soon,"
Victor yelled after them as they escaped out the door.
"Phew," Nan said. "Thanks for getting us out of that one, Lexi. I was stuck for words. Unusual for you,"
Ida added, causing the others to laugh as they stopped in front of the cup and cake. Lexi unlocked the door, glancing again across the street,
and noticing the brew and bake was also dark, with the closed sign facing out. She held the door open for the ladies and then slipped in behind them, locking the door after her. It was late afternoon, and the sun cast slits of light through the window. Nan stood in the middle of the bakery, her green eyes gleaming with excitement. She rubbed her hands together. "Okay, girls," she said, a smile lighting her face. "Time to get to work."